underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are ending our How to Pray Messages series with message 4, the intention behind your requests. God is not a genie waiting to grant your wishes. As a matter of fact, God does not grant wishes. He answers prayers and honors requests when submitted to Him properly and with the right intentions, of course, as mentioned in James chapter 4, verse 3. You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Your heart has to be aligned with God if you want your prayers answered. In other words, knowing how to pray and knowing how to properly submit your request would not work if your heart ain't right with God. That is because your heart dictates the intentions behind your request, and God is a God of hearts. That being said, with the right heart, you should be requesting things that will serve a purpose in your life or in the lives of others. For example, a car for your transportation, some equipment for your ministry, a romantic dinner with your spouse, and so on. It would not hurt to be specific, honest, sincere, and truthful when placing your request. I mean, honestly clarify to God the purpose of your request. For example, the car is for my transportation. That is a necessity that God will want you to have so you can tend to your needs. This kind of request will most likely be provided for. The leisure here will be asking for 3, 4, 5 cars extra just for fun. Now that, you are pushing it. Another example is the romantic dinner with your spouse. That is sharing love and enjoyment of life with your spouse. Yes, and because God also wants you to enjoy life, He will definitely provide for that romantic dinner. The leisure here will be asking for a steak dinner just to be picky because you do not want the food that they cooked at home. That is being spoiled. And God is not in the business of raising spoiled children. Anyways, the reason why you need to submit your request to God by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, along with honesty, sincerity, and truth, is because your heart ain't going to be hidden from Him while you explain to Him the purpose behind your request. The only leverage that you will have is that your request be aligned with His will. If not, well, you can try again, maybe next time. So don't be shy to try again, and don't stop yourself from asking either. Don't whine about it like I used to. I used to assume that God already knew about it. Therefore, He should have done something about it without me having to ask anything. That is very entitled, isn't it? I'm so sorry, Dad. We need to change our ways and apply what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 16, verse 24. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. For the sake of your joy, you must ask. Don't be afraid. God is not going to kill you for asking the wrong way or for asking the wrong thing. No, on the contrary, He will guide you on how to properly address Him, like He did to me, all because He wants your joy to be full. Our focus should be on working towards getting our hearts right with God if we really want Him to be answering our prayers. So, work on your relationship with Jesus Christ and strive to align your heart with Him. And soon enough, there will be nothing that God will deny you. Amen?
Amen.
And that concludes our 4 messages series on how to pray. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.